This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome into Experience Wisconsin. So glad that you are with us. Got a lot of rain this week. You know what? My grass is greening up and the flowers are popping. The daffodils look good. The tulips are standing tall. It's a great time. I really like this time of year. I know it can be soggy, but it's kind of like a peek ahead at life, a peek ahead at what the summer's going to look like. And right now, there are some great things happening this weekend across the state of Wisconsin. Art in Bloom is in Milwaukee. EAA, one of my favorite places in the world, has their aviation speaker series going on. Tomcats over the Gulf, the fighter pilots. And in Chippewa Falls, the 60th annual Spring Art Show is going on this weekend. So many great things to do. We're going to show off our state. We're going to shine it up and make it look really great coming up during the next half hour here on Experience Wisconsin. We will head to Rhinelander, the Northwoods. Lauren Sackett joins us. We'll head to Hayward. I love Hayward. Chris Rakdushel is with us. And after the break, it is Beloit. It's Savannah Schindler. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great weekend. I got a lot of yard time ahead of me the rest of the weekend, and I love it. It's going to be good to be out there. Hey, let's head to Beloit. Savannah Schindler is a PR specialist at Visit Beloit, and she is with us. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for being here, Savannah.
Hey, John. Thanks so much for having me.
I love Beloit. I think it's underrated. It's a cool city with a great vibe. There's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to dive into that a little bit today. I want to start with the farmers market because this is a big deal in Beloit. Give me the basics about the farmers market.
Sure. So, yeah, we're coming up on our favorite time of the year here in Beloit. First things first is the farmers market. So in downtown Beloit, it comes alive with over 130 vendors, lots of things to purchase, local produce, organics, baked goods, honey, jams, and jellies. The list truly goes on. So lots to do at the farmers market here.
What else can you do besides shop? Because there's other things that make it pretty cool.
There is. So besides shopping, visitors can enjoy live music, family-friendly activities like face painting, and a variety of food trucks serving up delicious lunch options.
Lots of things
to do besides just shopping.
I love it. You guys have a reputation for having an incredible farmers market May through October. But then there's also an indoor market. Can you tell us a little bit about the indoor market?
Sure, yes. There is an indoor winter crafter and farmers market that operates from November through April. Lots of things to do in there. Crafts, you know, organics, local produce. So just another way to celebrate local shopping in Beloit.
I love it. It's supporting local. It's helping people that grow the products or make the products right in Wisconsin. It's the farmers market. For more information, and we'll give out this website a couple of times through the interview, visitbeloit.com. Check out visitbeloit.com. Want to move to a place that's going to be really, really popular as it starts to get warm, and that's Harry's Place. They do music in a big time at Harry's Place. Tell us about what's going on for the 28th season.
Sure. So it is a summer tradition in Beloit here, and we're now in the 28th season of the concert series. It is in Riverside Park in Beloit, just on the banks of the Rock River. And it does go from mid-June to the end of August every Friday evening from 7 to 9.
Ooh, that's kind of cool. So what kind of music will we find at the outdoor music series?
Yeah, so visitors can enjoy live music featuring region's hottest bands performing underneath the pavilion.
And it's fun, free, it's family-friendly. Tell us what that means. What happens there?
Yeah, so attendees are encouraged to bring their lawn chairs and blankets just to sit underneath the stars, soak in the sunset views, and dance to the music. Definitely a welcoming atmosphere for everyone and even dog-friendly. So that's pretty cool, too.
Oh, that is pretty cool. What about food and drink?
Sure. So lots of food and beverages are available on site. We have plenty of food vendors, including food trucks, as well as a beer tent if you're thirsty.
Visitbeloit.com. You can find more information. I love this time of year because minor league baseball gets rolling. It's a really big deal in Wisconsin. And you guys have a high-profile team known for how fun they are, the Beloit Sky Carp. Tell us about Sky Carp Baseball.
Yeah, so the Sky Carp are an exciting minor league baseball team, and they serve as the high A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, and they do play at the ABC Supply Stadium. Fans can enjoy games from April through September. Affordable ticket prices, family-friendly atmosphere, making it fun for all ages.
It's cool because that stadium is new and it's gorgeous. So what can fans look forward to this season?
Yeah, so this season, fans can look forward to a variety of weekly promotions, including discounts on tickets and beverages, as well as giveaways. Sky Carp also light up the sky with a fireworks display on Saturday nights, and Sundays are dedicated to family fun, too.
And Savannah, there are other events happening besides baseball. Run through some of them.
Sure. So additionally, the stadium does host a range of other events throughout the season and into the year, including theme nights like Dino Night, Eras Night, inspired by Taylor Swift, Princess Nights, and also Float to the Diamond. John, have you ever heard of Floating to the Diamond?
No, what is that? What is that?
Yes, we're actually the only minor league stadium in the U.S. where you can float on a tube to the baseball game down the river. So that's super unique.
Wow, that sounds so cool. There's lots of food and beverages, classic stuff, gourmet stuff, everything there. For more information on tickets, go to MILB.com/Beloit, MILB.com/Beloit. What's the website in general if people want more information on the great stuff you've got going on?
Yeah, you can find more info about these events and other events at visitbeloit.com.
Visitbeloit.com. Savannah Schindler is the PR specialist at Visit Beloit. This is so fun, Savannah. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks so much, John.
These farmer markets are absolutely incredible, and they do have a really, really good one in Beloit. Coming up, it's Rhinelander, it's the Northwoods, it's Lauren Sackett when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Glad you're spending part of your weekend with us. One of my favorite parts of the state, and I love lots of places, is the Northwoods. It's super special. And this is the time of year where it kind of comes out of March, which is soggy and not a lot of snow, and heads into April. And now we head into the really special time of year in the Northwoods. And kind of the entryway there is Rhinelander. I absolutely love Rhinelander. Lauren Sackett is with us from Rhinelander. She's the CEO of the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for being here, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
Rhinelander in the spring and summer is one of the most stunning parts of our state. It's beautiful. And I want to talk about the Rhinelander Resorts region. What are we talking about here in general terms?
Yeah, so just east of town, there are three popular lakes, Clear Lake, Lake George, and Lake Thompson. And there's about a dozen different resorts and local lodgers that you can stay at over in that region. And it's just east of town, a little bit out of the hustle and bustle.
I love it. So when you talk about this region and you get out of Rhinelander, which I love Rhinelander proper too, what makes this resort region so special?
You know, it's a very beautiful area. There's so much natural beauty that you can find in that area. And one of the really fun things is that there's so much you can do without having to kind of leave. So you can get to your resort and you can do a lot of activities by boat. There's restaurants and things like that you can do. Or they all have the ability to take you on road routes on your ATV, UTV to area trail systems. So you don't really need to like get back in your car.
That sounds so cool. And these are like Northwoods resorts. So do any of them have spas or anything like that? Or is it more like you're one with nature and you're in the outdoors and that's the sort of resort it is?
There are so many different types of the resorts that you can find. There's cottages, vacation homes, motels, hotels. There's so many different amenities that each one provides. So if you go to Rhinelander-resorts.com, you can see all of the options, but some of them have pools. Some of them, they're all on water. So there's that. Some of them have restaurants on site or other options for you. But really, it's just such a variety. So it kind of depends on what you're looking for.
Lauren Sackett is with us from Rhinelander. So one of the things I love about this region is you can find a mix, Lauren, of things that would be great for your family, even if you have young kids, or places that are more romantic, would maybe be a nice weekend getaway. Can you talk about the variety?
Yeah, definitely. And you nailed it. Like, this is a really great region to find a spot for a good family vacation. A lot of these resorts have multiple cabins or cottages, and we know that there are families that come up year after year, and you know they'll do two or three cabins, and they kind of have a big family reunion type trip. Or there's options if you're looking to get away just as a couple. So it's really pretty astounding, the variety of things you can do in the community. And it really is a great vacation.
It's a great vacation. And plan it now because a lot of these popular places will book up. So make sure now that you hit that website and get on their calendar. A little bit more detail on the water activities, boating, fishing, paddling, are all these sort of things available in the Rhinelander region?
Definitely. All of those lakes you can boat, fish, and paddle on. Some of the resorts offer the ability to do like boat rentals. If you don't have your own boat, you can perhaps rent a pontoon, mm-hmm. or some of them even have kayaks that you can use. So it kind of varies. But a great place to boat, paddle, and fish.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so fun. And out during the winter where there wasn't much snow up there, ATVs and UTVs were out in areas that they're not even normally out. In the spring and summer, the trail system is really, really cool. Is this an activity that's grown in popularity?
It definitely has. The majority of the roads in the Rhinelander area are available for ATV, UTV access. There are some that are not. But essentially, there's routes that we can provide to you that can get you from an area resort all the way down to, like, the Enterprise Trail System. You can even have some road routes that bring you right into town if you're looking to go shopping or out to eat or something like mm-hmm. that. There's lots of options. Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about the resort region. I just want to spend a few seconds on downtown, because if you're in the resort region, you're probably going to want to spend some time downtown. And downtown Rhinelander is so cute, Lauren. What makes it special?
It's such an amazing community. We have beautiful historic buildings, and we have such a great variety of places to shop and places to eat. And one of the really fun things in the downtown is that you'll also be able to kind of hunt for hodegs. Mm-hmm. We have hodeg statues all around the community, and you can go and try to find as many as you can. So it's just a really great area to check out.
It's so fun if you have a family, that hodeg hunt. If you want more information on the resorts, Rhinelander-resorts.com. If you want information on Rhinelander in general, lodging, dining, things to do, the website is RhinelanderChamber.com. Lauren Sackett is the CEO at the Chamber of Commerce in Rhinelander. Lauren, thank you so much for being with us.
It was great to chat with you today.
Rhinelander, check it out. I tell you what, summer especially is super special up there. Straight ahead on Experience Wisconsin, we check in with the folks in Hayward. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, hope you're having a great weekend. Let's head to Hayward. Chris Ruck-Duschel is the executive director of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce, and he is with us. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for being here.
Well, it's great to be on here, John. Thanks for having me.
Hayward is a great part of the state. Let's start by letting people know where Hayward is in Wisconsin.
You bet. We know so many people have heard of us, but we recognize there's folks out there that might not be familiar. We're up in the northwest corner of the state, and I would describe it as about an hour and 20 minutes south of Duluth, Minnesota, about an hour and a half north of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So we're situated up here, quite a ways up here, deep in the true Northwoods.
It's
and we've got about
beautiful
a full-time population of 2,600. No
so
doubt
let's get into part of what makes it so beautiful, and that's outdoor recreation as we head into spring and then into summer. This is fantastic. Let's start with the trail system, because it's pretty special.
It's really special all around, whether somebody is into power sports, silent sports. I mean, we have ATV, UTV trails, wind you through forests, you know, past lakes, accessible to businesses, kind of to give you that entire experience. Our mountain biking is incredible. We've got over 125 miles of single track.
Wow.
And there's actually even more to come, including some downhill trails that are currently being built up at Mount Telemark Village that are unique to really anything else you might find in the state of Wisconsin. So it's really an incredible system. You know, hiking is abundant. We've got, you know, hundreds of miles of hiking trails. You know, water, we consider our water, you know, water trails as well, you know, that includes paddling. We've got things like the Namekagon River that are part of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. Matter of fact, we even term the Namekagon River as Wisconsin's moving national park.
Oh, cool.
That's literally what it is. And it's quite an experience, abundant wildlife. It's kind of like nature's kind of a conveyor belt through nature, actually, going down the Namekagon River or some of our other streams. That is such a cool experience. Again, along with our hundreds of lakes in the area. And then, of course, you know, you don't have to go very far, and you're at the big lake, you know, Lake Superior, where that's an entirely different experience than things like the Apostle Island, just getting out on, you know, the sea caves and things like that. Fishing is a huge part of the experience here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Many folks know us first and foremost by our fishing. You know, we're the land of where world record muskies have been caught.
Yeah.
But all kinds of other species, of course, as well. And which also includes the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame right here,
mm-hmm.
Which we might talk about a little bit later, too. Golf. We actually are termed the golf capital of Wisconsin up here in the Hayward area. We've got, besides the courses right here in Hayward, we've got a total of 7 courses that are within 30 minutes of Hayward. And that includes 18-hole courses, 9-hole courses. So there's something for everybody, beginners to, you know, those looking for a little bit more advanced tests. That's really actually just touching on, you know, briefly what some of the recreation opportunities are. Besides all that, John, you know, we recognize and people just love the serenity of a place like
right.
Hayward. It's a place to get away.
It's peaceful.
You know, we often use the word peaceful. You got it. We often use the word escape. You know, it's a pretty, pretty darn good place to escape to. You know, if you're looking particularly the hustle and bustle of other areas, just the beauty and the serenity, you know, sitting out on that dock, going for that quiet kayak paddle, I should say, you know, out on a,
yeah.
a lake or a river or something like that.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you about a couple of the upcoming summer events. You mentioned Muskies. Muskie Festival takes place June 21st through the 23rd. This is always cool.
It sure does. And we're actually celebrating this summer that June 21st through 23rd will be the 74th anniversary of Muskie Fest. And actually kind of a hot off the press type of news.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to announce that Muskie Fest is one of the 3 finalists for what's called the Fenix Hometown Throwdown Contest. What that means is over the next month, we're going to be a part of a public voting contest that's picking the best fest, and it's a chance to win $100,000.
Oh,
so
cool.
We're very proud to be among those finalists. That says a lot right there about Muskie Fest and what it means.
Tell us about the Lumberjack World Championships really quick before we run out of time.
Yeah, exactly. August 1st to the 3rd. Are the Lumberjack World Championships. That's been around for 60 plus years, actually. We've got a Lumberjack Bowl Stadium right here in town that situates that. There's Lumberjack athletes, Lumberjacks and Lumberjills that come from all over the world, actually, to compete in that competition. So that's one of the more popular events, really, in the region, you know, certainly here in Hayward as well. So we look forward to that every year. And again, this year, August 1st through the 3rd.
For more information on all this stuff and that Hall of Fame, the zoo up there, all of that, check out HaywardAreaChamber.com. HaywardAreaChamber.com. Chris Ruck-Dashiell is the executive director of the chamber. Chris, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. Not that far. Hop in the car and visit Chris and his teams up there in Hayward. If you'd like more information on the show, it's really easy. WTMJ.com. For more information on great stuff in our state, I was just on the website this morning. It's a great website. It's TravelWisconsin.com. Ann Sayers and her team do a fantastic job. Check that out. It is TravelWisconsin.com. Man, it's been a great half hour. Sure went fast, didn't it? I'm so glad you hung out with us. I'm John Mercier. Thanks for being here. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll catch you again next week.